Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, Johnny, the Flying Pig, lots of people around Cambridge holds a deep place in their musical hearts, as it were. What do you want to do for the site?
The site comprises at the moment of Botanic House, which is a new office building, so I'd like to leave that as it is. The rest of the site is pretty dated offices, one of which we're in right now, Betjeman House, that is coming to the end of its life. And Francis House, which again is 1980s vintage, which we refurbished a few years ago, but ultimately will come to the end of its life. And obviously the Flying Pig Public House, which is a much loved Cambridge pub.
So within that, your plan is to demolish the Flying Pig, or is there a way that you can somehow keep the fabric of the building around the development and the refurbishment of the offices as you've described?
Today is the first part, the beginning of a process. And that process is to engage with local people and local businesses and neighbours. And we've been seeing all the occupiers here. I've been seeing the university and the botanical gardens, and obviously Matt and Justine, who run the pub. The pub obviously has drawn much attention, and I understand that. It's an important real ale free house music venue. I've owned it for 10 years, and during that time have very much wanted to support what Matt and Justine offer. As a venue, there aren't many what you and I would call traditional old-style pubs left. Many of them have become perhaps gastro pubs or owned by a chain. So that independent thing is quite unique. And they provide something that there aren't many of. So I'm determined to keep that. If I wasn't determined to keep it, it would have shut 10 years ago when I bought it. So I'm absolutely determined to keep that. There are lots of different ways of achieving that. The most obvious is leave it as it is. I guess the next most obvious is perhaps relocate it in the house next door. There are other options coming out of today's event, whether that's, you know, having a new pub on a roof garden or elsewhere on the site. It could be the bricks and mortar from the Flying Pig. It could be something different. All these things are up for discussion. And the emphasis would be today is about hearing people's views so that we can take those away and understand the whole range of opinions.
So as we sit here this evening, you're saying that there has been no final decision. You're not going to be bringing in the bulldozers at the earliest opportunity. And there is a possibility that the Flying Pig might remain as it stands today, as we can stand back from across the road and have a look, and maybe some nice new shiny offices around it.
There are no plans. As I sit here right now, there is not a scheme. If there was a scheme, we'd be showing it to people. There isn't a scheme. So often what happens is people hold these events and they effectively presenting a scheme. I've owned these buildings here for probably 25 years, the pub for 10, and I think it's probably better to say, well, before we make a scheme, let's ask you what you think. So that's what we've done. And as I say, out of this process, we will then brief the architects and the other members of the professional team, come up with a scheme, which will then be presented in the autumn. People can come back here, we'll hold a second event to show that scheme and again invite comment.
Cambridge Breakfast.
My name's Kimberly Rue. I'm the last writer of the last winning song of the Eurovision Song Contest on behalf of the UK. But I'm not speaking to you now from any way like on high down to below, because my whole career, for nearly all of it, apart from a very short blip in the middle, has been based around Cambridge at the grassroots. And if there's anything that represents the grassroots in music, it's the Flying Pig in Hills Road. And I'm not just speaking on behalf of the music community It's great for refreshments. Anybody that works around here like will know it. Anyone that goes to college, you know, you name it. I mean, it's across the board, all ages, all tastes.
Do you think that Cambridge has lost, well, you'll be familiar, of course, with the boat race. I wonder if, whilst there are plenty of music venues, there's a lack of special music venues in the city.
It's the human element that makes them special. And I mean, Justine at the Flying Pig, I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, has made it what it is today. And I mean, she's completely genuine about the place and her music and like anybody that comes through the door. And that is irreplaceable. I mean, even more than the building, one might say. I mean, it's the human element. It's what Justine has made it. And I think anybody... Obviously, it doesn't belong to Justine. You know, it belongs to, like, a kind of much larger commercial organisation, and they will follow the money. I mean, you know, that's what they're in existence for. But I think I would say to them, please be very careful, because there is something actually irreplaceable there. You know, like, you can go, for example, to the station, and you can... have like the Station Tavern, you know, and the bar of, I think, the Ibis Hotel, and they're very nice, but I mean, they're not in any way unique, you know. And this is something, you know, we've had as you were saying, something unique in Cambridge with the boat race, you know, and we lost that. We've got it now with the Flying Pig, and this is a chance to hang on to it.
But do you not think that maybe, as the developers are proposing, if there is an element which is a pub, if Justine is behind the bar, if musicians such as yourself crowd around, it won't take too long to recreate that old atmosphere?
Well, I've heard the phrase 3 years being put forward, and I mean, and a lot can happen in 3 years. I mean, dare I say it, there could be an accident with a wrecking ball or a carelessly dropped match. I'll say no more than that. And it's a family home. It's like the children go to school locally. It's their livelihoods. And no, please take all that into consideration.
Cambridge 105 Radio.